Good to be in the house of the Lord. Always, always, always. Amen. And I still love them. Praise the Lord. I love those kids to pieces. Amen. Come in. Let me have one. Amen. Hallelujah. This morning, I just going to do something different before I get into the message. I just want everyone to rise up. Hallelujah. We haven't done this in a while. And I just want you to go over and give a big, great hug to someone you don't know or someone you know. Because I feel that the Spirit of God is saying somebody needs a hug this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And welcome those visitors. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Welcome, welcome, welcome in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to love on you. We want to care for you. Welcome to the house of the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. If you take your seats, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to say good morning. Good morning, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. The title of my message this morning is The Joy of the Lord is My Strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Praise God. You know, this week I was blessed. I met with a lady from Faith House. And they had just bought a house in Walden. And Faith House is a ministry that reaches to moms, young moms who have a pregnancy to save their children. And she was telling me how the Lord miraculously gave the total funds to purchase a house. And to hear her speak, I could see that the Lord is in the plans. And as we pray, I felt the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Because we need to be part of what God's doing. And those children, those lives are special to Him and important to Him and important to us as a church. And she shared the scripture with me and it really touched me. It said in 2 Chronicles 16:9, "For the eyes of the Lord run through and fro throughout the whole earth," hallelujah, "to show himself strong on the behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him." Let me read that again. "For the eyes of the Lord runs to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on the behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him." In Job 31:4 says, "Does he not see my ways and count my steps?" Does he not see our ways and count our steps? Because the eyes of the Lord is upon each one of you, those who are loyal to him. Let us pray. Father, we come before your throne this morning. And we thank you that you already presence yourself among your people here at Hudson Valley Christian Church. We thank you, Father, you show yourself mighty through that spirit of worship, Lord God, this morning. We thank you that you show yourself mighty through the prayers of our mouth, oh God. We thank you that you show yourself mighty through the communion of your body and of your blood. We thank you, Lord, for your presence in your word this morning. Father, let the words be anointing unto the hearer. And let the speaker be removed, but your spirit will come and speak, Father, to our ears this morning, oh God. I thank you that you will glorify yourself today in each one of us, Father, as we take the bread that comes from heaven for us, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My story comes out of Elijah and the widow with the oil. That's in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 through verse 7. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 through verse 7. The scripture says in the text, a certain woman of the wives of the son of the prophet cried out to Elijah, saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant feared the Lord. And the creditor is coming to take away my two sons to be slaves." So Elijah said to her, "What should I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?" And she said, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil." Then he said, "Go and borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors." But he said, "Empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. And when he have come in, you should, when you have come in, shut the door behind you and your sons, and then pour it into the, all those vessels and set aside the full ones." So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she began to pour it out. Hallelujah. Now it came to pass that the vessels were full, that she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." And he said to her, "There is not another vessel." So the oil ceased. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, "Go and sell the oil and pay your debt, and your sons live on it for the rest." Hallelujah. We see in the beginning of the text, the Bible says there was a certain woman, the wives of the son of the prophet, cried out to Elijah. You see, her husband was that group of prophet that served Elijah. The group of prophet, it was in chapter 2. Serve Elijah in 2 Kings chapter 3, 18, and 2 Kings 4, 38. Her husband was a man who was part of the prophecy who served Elijah. And he had passed away and he had a debt. And the law says that you have a debt that will fall on your family and they will be taken into slavery. I went back to Leviticus. And it speaks about if he's a brethren of his kind, Jewish, you will not take him into slavery, but you will take him as a servant. And he will serve to pay his debt for 7 years. In the year of Jubilee, he will be released with all his possessions. You see, the widow told the prophet, "I have nothing. I have nothing but a jar of oil." And sometime in our personal lives, we are going through a transition, a life. And sometimes we're going through a transition of finances. And sometimes we see ourselves with nothing. But God has a reserve in the heavens, a jar of oil. A jar of oil would never run dry. And he has the anointing oil for you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we see he tells the woman, "Go. Go and borrow vessels. Everywhere. From everywhere. from your neighbors. And he says, empty vessels. And he says, do not gather a few. You see, our God has a reserve of oil that if she came back with five vessels, he would have filled it. If she came back with 10 vessels, he would have filled it. If he came back with 25 vessels, he would have filled it. 50, he would have filled it. 100, he would have filled it. 1,000, he would have filled it. Because he has a reserve of anointing oil in the heavenly places that he wants to pour upon you today and anoint your life in the transition that you are in today. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God for his word, for his promises. But as I read this story, I noticed how great need this poor woman had. She possessed nothing except of her oil. And the first thing she did, she came to the man of God, Elijah. And she presented herself and her emptiness and her need. That was her first step of blessing. God is looking for vessels upon his people. And we need to come as the woman did to Elijah. Empty ourselves of ourselves. We must provide the empty vessels ourselves. In verse 3, he's telling us that the Holy Spirit cannot fill our fullness. The Holy Spirit wants to fill our emptiness. In other words, before he can fill us, we must make room for him. We must empty ourselves of ourselves. We must empty ourselves of our own ability. We must empty ourselves of our sin. He said, bring the empty vessels into your house. Implied that she had to do something. She has something to fill it with. You see, she had great faith. She trusted in God's prophet. She trusted in God's power. She knew that God was able. He was able in his own way. In his own time, to supply all her needs. Hallelujah. And today he wants to supply all your needs. As we empty ourselves before God. As we come before him as clean vessels, as the Bible speaks. That we cleanse ourselves. Empty ourselves. Because God has an oil in heaven, the reserve to fill us for overflowing of the anointing oil. Hallelujah. As I continue searching the scripture and anointing in the oil, you know, in today's world, we can look around and we can see that we are in a time of severe shaking. Hallelujah. Politically, economically, socially, and personally. Confusion abounds everywhere. Everyone has a plan. Each plan seems to contradict and conflict with others. But prophecy is a reality. And the word of God said, yeah, I must once more, I will shake not only the earth, but I also will shake the heavens. Hebrews 12:26. There's going to be a shaking coming. God's going to shake the earth. And not only the earth, but the heavenly. Do not get discouraged. You are God's people. empty yourselves. Let God anoint you with His Holy Spirit. Let God anoint you and fill you with His fresh oil. And as I looked in scriptures, I came to Psalm 92. And Psalm 92 is a psalm that is sung in the church on the Sabbath day. Sabbath is a day of rest, to set apart for worship. But it's also a day of transition. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a day of rest. It's a day of worship. And it's also a day of transition. It's the last day of the week. We're looking for the first day of the week. Hallelujah. On the Sabbath, you are leaving one period behind and preparing to enter in a new on the Sabbath. You're saying goodbye to yesterday and you're greeting tomorrow. It is a day of change, a time of preparation. The Lord has fresh oil during your season of change. We are going through a transition today. If I ask the church, we are going through a transition today. But God has the fresh oil, a fresh anointing, a reserve that never runs out. He wants to anoint you today with fresh oil. When David was anointed king of Israel, the scripture says that Samuel came and took the horn of oil and anointed David in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. 1 Samuel 16:13. And it was the Spirit of the Lord enabled David to become and proclaim who he is in Christ. It was David that killed the lion. It was David that killed the bear. It was David that took the giant down by the Spirit of the Lord. The anointing. God wants to anoint you with fresh oil today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is doing a new thing. He's going to shake the earth and the heavens. Don't worry about the political. Don't worry about, what's his name who's running those liberals. Don't worry about them. I don't want to start naming them. Praise the Lord. My God will supply all my needs in His riches and glory. My God, I declare that today. My God will supply all my needs in His riches and glory. Hallelujah. He has a God who has oil. And He's going to pour that anointing oil upon you, upon your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord has fresh oil for you today. Hallelujah. In the book of Acts, we see that Paul, well, his name is Saul, who is called Paul, was filled with the Holy Spirit. And Paul faced a situation unlikely any he ever faced before. It was a sorcerer. And Paul, as the text indicates, that Paul receive a freshness, hallelujah, a freshness of the Holy Spirit. And God made a miracle. Hallelujah. God will make your enemy blind. The sorcerer became blind. And he was walking around blind, looking for someone to lead him, because he came against the man of God. Hallelujah. And God wants to fill you today with a fresh oil of His Spirit. Fresh oil of His Spirit. We can expect to be anointed with fresh oil. God has a reserve of fresh oil for you today. He knows your challenges that lies ahead. He has prepared to pour on you exactly what you need. Exactly what you need for this transition. In verse 5, he says to her, she went to him And he says to her, shut the door behind you. You see, this miracle was not going to be publicly. This miracle was going to be privately. He says, shut the door. Shut the door and get some vessels and begin to fill them with the anointing oil. And the oil would never run out. And the oil would never run out. And she began to pour. I can see this picture in my mind. My vessels. I don't know how many she had. The Bible doesn't say. She might have 5, 10. Who knows? But she began to pour the anointing oil out of that little jar. It began to fill those vessels. And God wants to fill you today with the anointing oil of His Spirit today. And you know what took my heart in Psalm 92? The key promise of that psalm. There's 6 promises in that psalm. But the key promise of that psalm in Psalm 92 is verse 10. Verse 10. For your success, verse 10. You have anointed me with fresh oil. Hallelujah. I read that. I said, you have anointed me with fresh oil. Hallelujah. That's the key to our success. The anointing of the Holy Spirit empowering us to do the work that He has set apart for each one of us. It's the anointing of that fresh oil He has for us. And today, I just want to take some time out and open up the altar. And I'm going to call the elders up. And I'm going to call Pastor Ron up. And we're going to lay hands on you for the fresh anointing oil. Come as empty vessels, Father. Come as empty vessels today. Today we celebrate the Sabbath. You are in a transition. You are leaving yesterday and going into tomorrow. But we want to go into tomorrow full with the Holy Spirit and power and the freshness of the new oil that God wants to give each one of us to fill us to overflowing. Just take this time and give this time to God. Empty ourselves. Let's empty ourselves right now. Empty ourselves in the presence of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us empty ourselves this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for Psalm 92:10. I thank you for your word says that you have anointed me with fresh oil. And Father, you will come into this body, anoint this body with fresh oil, God, as we transition to that new day, Father God, we transition in the power of the Holy Spirit, that we transition facing the giants, that we transition to face that bear, that we transition to face that lion. Nothing's impossible you. All things are possible you. And I declare this day, you are my God. You are the strength. You are the joy, Father, in my life. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Father, I thank you that you are a healer, that you have the hands of provision. And Father God, you will just release that provision from your hands to each one of your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just fill us with your love. Cast out that fear in each one of us, Father, that we will proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we will walk in the power of your Spirit, oh God. Father, I want to invite your people to receive from that jar of oil. And your word says, you have anointed me with fresh oil. Father, we want fresh oil today. We want the freshness of Jesus Christ today. This is a new day for us, Father. A new day, a new beginning in you. Hallelujah. Fresh oil, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh anointing, fresh anointing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The altar is open. Come, come, come. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word. A fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit. A fresh new day. We transition into that day. And we rest in you, Father. Hallelujah. Yeah. Maybe in singles. And hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Fresh anointing. Fresh anointing. Father God, I just thank you for the freshness of your oil this morning. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that this fresh vessel, this vessel that is cleansed, Father, you begin to pour out that fresh anointing oil over her life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, fill her with overflowing. You know all her need, all she is struggling through, and all that she's going through, Father. That you prepare a place for her. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Anointing of your spirit. Fresh anointing, fresh anointing, fresh anointing. Hallelujah. Fresh anointing. Overflow, overflow with the fresh oil, Lord. Oh, renew, renew, renew. Renew. As the days of yesterday's gone. She's looking for her tomorrows. Hallelujah.